This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is Optimal Work Daily, episode 1248, 5 Steps to Kickstart Your Personal Brand, by Aaron Blaski of aaronblaski.com. And hey again, I am Dan. I'm your host and narrator here, and I'm with you every single day, including weekends and holidays, bringing you this great content on work, entrepreneurship, and related topics. So with that, let's get to another post from one of our regular authors, Aaron, as we optimize your life. 5 Steps to Kickstart Your Personal Brand, by Aaron Blaski of aaronblaski.com. Today, I want to talk to you about building a personal brand. A lot of people get really overwhelmed and look ahead to folks that have been in this space building their personal brands for a long time. The key thing to remember when you're idolizing those individuals is that they all started somewhere. A first tweet, a first YouTube video, a first post on Instagram. The thing that helped me the most was to start small and focus on a few little activities that move the needle every week versus trying to do it all at once. I'm going to share with you 5 things that you can do to get started with your personal brand, and I'll share one mistake that I see a lot of people make that will help you avoid that road bump on your journey. Ready? Let's go. Step number 1, write a fun, story-based bio. Let's be honest. Nobody wants to read a boring bio that doesn't contain anything real or human in it. While you do want to establish credibility and highlight your accomplishments, don't forget to also add in a bit of humor, your passions outside of your career, or your origin story. In other words, what made you excited about what you do today? For me, I often share the story of my dad giving me a Commodore 64, and I try to weave that in when it makes sense. Step number 2, create a consistent experience across all platforms. The next step is to take that bio to all the social platforms that you're on and ensure that you're creating a consistent experience for your community. Now, you might want to craft each bio to suit the platform and the type of content you're going to share on each one, but the idea is to at least make it feel like the same person. While you're at it, it's also a good idea to freshen up the graphics, social headers, and profile photos, and audit your content. I like Canva.com for social graphics, and you literally need 0 design skills to use it. Step number 3, choose 3 to 5 pillar topics. Next, choose 3 to 5 topics that you're passionate about. These will become your pillars to help you guide the content you'll share and shape the connections you will make as you build your brand. For me, I share a lot about marketing, startups, tech, and being fearless and unconventional. Think about these pillars as bumpers in a bowling alley. They help you stay on topic and give the folks in your community an idea of who you are, what you're about, and what they can expect when they follow your content. If you aren't sure what those things are, think about why you are sharing this content and what you're hoping to get out of it or what your goals are. I'll talk a bit more about my why later on to help you contextualize this. Step number 4, craft your content. The next step is to write out a few social posts that fall within those categories. I usually aim for about 3 tweets per day, 1 LinkedIn post per day, 1 Instagram post, a YouTube video per week, and 3 TikToks per week. Side note, those last 2 are things I'm working on building in 2021, so stay tuned to see how I do with that. For productivity purposes, you can batch the creation of your content together. Maybe you set aside some time on Saturday or Sunday to create your content for the week ahead. You'll be far more successful if you batch it versus having to do it in real time. Step number 5, take your content to the social platforms. The next step is to take that content to the platforms. You can use a scheduling tool like Buffer or Hootsuite if that helps you stick to a posting schedule, but and here's that mistake I was telling you about earlier, it's important not to post and ghost. The magic of social media and building a personal brand is showing up as a person on those platforms, someone who's there to engage and answer questions, retweet or share comments, and be a part of the conversation. It's also important to engage with other people's content too. If you're only engaging with the stuff you post, it's going to feel pretty one-sided to your audience. A lot of people say to me, "But Aaron, that's so much work." If you're feeling like it's a whole lot of work, you can scale up or scale down the things I've shared here today. Building a personal brand is a very personal thing and should match the natural cadence of your life, your goals, your career, and what you're looking to get out of it. For me, I love sharing and teaching because I get a lot of value out of feeling helpful. I derive a great deal of satisfaction when I know that my contribution to the community made a difference, helped someone out, or made someone's day just a bit better. Know your why, provide value, and most importantly, have fun with it. You just listened to the post titled "Five Steps to Kickstart Your Personal Brand" by Aaron Blaski of AaronBlaski.com. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out those incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/startup. So just go to Indeed.com/startup right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/startup. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. You don't need me to tell you that something always comes up when you're running a small business. Take the pain out of payroll benefits and HR and put the joy back in running your business with Gusto. Gusto's payroll and HR services can make it a little easier. Gusto was designed for you, the small business owner. They take the pain out of running a business, automatically calculating paychecks, filing payroll taxes, setting up open enrollment. Gusto does it all. Want more? Time tracking, health insurance, 401k, onboarding, commuter benefits, offer letters, access to HR experts. Well, you get the idea. With Gusto, you can focus on the joy of running your business, and it's super easy to set up and get started. And if you're moving from another provider, Gusto can transfer all your data for you. So it's no surprise 94% of customers are likely to recommend Gusto. 94. And here's the best part. Because you're a listener, you get 3 months totally free. All you have to do is go to gusto.com/OWD. Again, that's gusto.com/OWD. And I'm telling you, you're going to love Gusto. Get started today. And thanks so much to Erin for letting us share her work for these last few years. She is leading marketing at Fellow.app, which is a productivity tool for managers. And she also curates the productivity content over at Diggs Productivity Namespace. For the past 20 years, Erin has been invited to speak on stages all over the world, including TEDx, and now more recently at virtual conferences. And she focuses on marketing, community, and remote work. You can also check out her book, which is called Destiny, A Love Story About a Video Game, Marketing, and Storytelling. So come by AaronBlaski.com for a lot more, and her name is spelled Erin Blaski, and I also have that linked in the episode's description for you. And thank you again to Erin for letting us share her work. But that's it for this episode of OWD. I hope you enjoyed it, and thanks so much for being here with me every day. Really means a lot to everybody here at our podcast network. Have a great rest of your day, and I'll be back again with you tomorrow for the Saturday show, and that is where your optimal life awaits.